identify the value of 360-degree feedback evaluation. 360-degree feedback suggestions. Our general advice to clients is to be very careful about incorporating 360-degree feedback into appraisal systems. The advantages of making modest improvement in the PA systems could be outweighed by the potential damage done to the 360-degree feedback program. Carefully think through what you're trying to accomplish and why, and evaluate the advantages and disadvantages of moving in that direction. However, it is hard to refute the basic logic of arming both the manager and the employee being appraised with the most accurate data possible, and to use that information intelligently to help understand past performance and determine how performance can be improved in the future. 360-degree feedback can provide such data. Here are a few suggestions on how to capitalize on that opportunity while minimizing the risk. If 360-degree feedback is new to your organization, focus on using the process for development purposes only for a couple of years. Give people time to get used to the whole concept of 360-degree feedback and to appreciate how valuable such feedback can be. Then consider the possibility of using it in some fashion as part of the PA system. Don't tightly link 360-degree feedback to the PA system. This means several things. First, 360-degree feedback should be only one of the data sources used by the manager in evaluating performance. Second, 360-degree feedback results should never be hardwired to PA ratings, in the sense there's any kind of mathematical relationship. Third, don't link the timing of the 360-degree feedback to the timing of PAs. Most PA systems use an annual cycle tied in the company's fiscal year. But conducting 360-degree feedback every year is too often. Conduct 360-degree feedback surveys when it makes sense to do so for development purposes. Then use the result as one of the inputs to the PA system if they happen to be timely enough. Clearly communicate to participants and raters how the 360-degree feedback will be and won't be used with respect to the PA system. Don't underestimate the challenges in communicating these matters, particularly if you're announcing a policy change, for example, a shift from strictly for development purposes to something else. It will take numerous and repeated communications to allay the fears and concerns on the part of all stakeholders groups, such as participants, managers, and raters.